Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Opinions. Everybody's got one. You know the rest. The trick is finding one that's actually backed up by expert analysis and accurate information.
The word is trust.
And we've got plenty of it to go around.
Get the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. It's level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Twisted Tuesday, and we're not done yet. Steve Merrill is going to step up, and then Andrew McKinnis is under the weather. It's a good thing. We're never under the weather, and when we are bad weather, and we bring it. Let's do this thing. Sirius XM 159 to Duke Blue Devils. Get it done. I brought it up earlier. It's interesting to see Coach K right now in the swan song, in which somehow he sort of becomes like a likable and cheerable person. I was cheering for him tonight, hey, because I bet on the Duke Blue Devils tonight, and we get the over as well. We squeezed. Just squeezed it. We get it done. Just squeezed over the number, but I'll take it. We go 4-0 college basketball. I did lose a money line parlay. We were talking quarterbacks, actually. And speaking of quarterbacks and bad quarterbacks, and Sam Darnold has a shoulder fracture. Sam Darnold's shoulder fracture. So Carolina Panthers lose Sam Darnold right now. I don't really know if that's a bad thing, to be honest. We wish Sam Darnold the best. P.J. Walker will replace him in Sunday's game against Arizona. So speaking of quarterbacks, we're just talking about Joe Montana, one of the greatest of all time, saying that the Niners should have taken Mac Jones. You know, the thing is, the Niners already sort of have a Mac Jones and Jimmy G, except what does it say about Jimmy G that Mac Jones is better than you are? Like, right now, I'll tell you what. Like, if you ask me, who do you want under center in a big game? Mac Jones or Jimmy Garoppolo? I'll take Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't want to hear that Jimmy Garoppolo played in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he lost the Super Bowl. He lost the Super Bowl on a run-dominant football team. Mac Jones won national championships. Mac Jones, like, I'll tell you right now, I prefer Mac Jones over Baker Mayfield. I like the New England Patriots over the Browns this week. And you look at Mac Jones, the kid's a winner. He just, like, he can make every throw. Like, the NFL combine and the scouts, look back to, like, Doug Flutie. Oh, he's too small, he's too this, he's too that. Doug Flutie was a winner. And you know, Doug Flutie got a chance later in life to play in the National Football League because of a bunch of jackass general managers that kept on drafting, you know, Kyle Bowlers and Andrew Walters and Jamarcus Russells. Well, these big dudes with these big arms, right? Big dudes and big arms. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and you do the same thing over and over, right? You do the same thing over and over. But Jimmy Garoppolo is the problem. Like, let's just be real. The San Francisco 49ers drafted Trey Lance knowing, listen, we're on the hook with Jimmy here for a little longer. Let's just let it, you know. They didn't think that Jimmy G would be as mediocre as they are. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in a little bit later on. We'll talk college basketball. We'll talk NFL football, college football. Get you caught up to date with all the numbers. Playoff rankings are out, which whatever. Everything's going to sort itself out on its own. But what doesn't sort itself out on its own, the bets don't click themselves. So we'll get you caught up to date with the updated playoff futures as far as college football is concerned. College basketball is back. Champions Classic at the Garden tonight. Kansas gets it done against Michigan State. Michigan State, not the same Michigan State Spartan team that we've known over the years. They're always going to be tough. They're always going to be scrappy and all that. But word is out. Izzo's another one of these dudes. Let's be real. Izzo's been protected by the media. Izzo's been protected by the media because he's one of those guys. They don't want to go after him. Anytime anything happens at Michigan State, Tom Izzo just says, well, now's not the time to talk about that. It's never the time to talk about anything there. And the fact of the matter is, Sparty fan, it's time to start talking about the fact you guys got your best players transferring out. Recruiting is down right now in East Lansing as far as hardwood is concerned. And quite frankly, all that added up to us like in the Kansas Jayhawks tonight. Kansas are just always going to be the same thing, right? They're Kansas. They're going to be damn good. And then they'll just, you know, they'll choke in the Elite Eight, right? Like, that's the Kansas Jayhawks. Duke gets it done here this evening. We cash a ticket with Iona tonight. Good night for us on the college hardwood. Odell Beckham clears waivers. The question is, where is he going to end up? And, of course, the Green Bay Packers have found themselves in controversy due to Aaron Rodgers' appearances on the Pat McAfee show that you get right here on the grid. So Packers get fined $300,000. Aaron Rodgers, $14,000. But story with the Packers, evidently, is Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham wants to play. That's the top of the list. Odell Beckham has his sights set on the Green Bay Packers. I don't believe it happens. He might have his eyes set, whatever. I've had my eyes set on a lot of hot chicks before. Didn't mean I slept with them. Right? So you can set your eyes on whatever the hell you want. Right? You can put your eyes on what you want, Odell. I don't see it happening, man. Green Bay is a conservative place. They already got enough problems with Aaron Rodgers. It's like a fan-owned team. I don't see it happening. Doesn't make sense. Patriots make sense. Bring it.
Sports Professor Rick Caro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. When FanDuel and DraftKings went head-to-head with commercials on a daily basis, competition is still there. The commercials aren't.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
It's intense. But FanDuel, by the way, sponsoring the NBA Bet Studio show on Monday nights. DraftKings sponsoring the NBA Bet Stream. Maybe the first time we can see both of those companies coming together to sponsor independent parts of sports properties within the same sport. It's leading to other alliances, and with other companies like BetMGM and FoxBet out there, it may be time for some of these companies not to consolidate their assets, but to consolidate their marketing reach in certain opportunities. We know it's big, it's getting better, and it's time for ongoing creativity. Sports Professor Rick Caro, Daily Numbers Game.
Winning doesn't just happen.
It takes a plan.
A strategy. All based on expert analysis and trusted information.
That's what you get.
Right here.
The Winning Edge.
We're not just doing this because we're nice guys.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Hi,
right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man. What?
You're damn right I'm gambling again. Late night anger management class. I should have gambled on both Los Angeles-based hockey teams tonight. I am Gable Morenci. It's the Twisted Tuesday, Mightier 1090, SoCal, the big stick in the house. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid, Radio Networks. Yeah, unbelievable, man. The Los Angeles Kings. What's that, six in a row now? You know how hard it is to do that, to go into to Toronto and Montreal in a back-to-back and win? That's one of the tougher road trips to get done, guys. It is. Yet I'm going to tell you this something right now. This is where the COVID comes into play. The National Hockey League, and there's no Aaron Rodgers in the NHL. Evander Kane. Look at Evander Kane. Evander Kane lied about his vaccination and stuff like that, even though he did have a fake card. He had a fake card made. But he got 21 games. Then he got like a quarter of the season. Aaron Rodgers got $14,000. Tommy Z. What's up, Tommy? Tommy Z, New York, in the house. So yeah, a lot of stuff to get to. But I just want to say about the LA Kings and the COVID stuff. So when teams travel and they play in Canada, they're not allowed going out. It was part of the deal, like with the Canadian government. It has nothing to do with like the league and this and that. Like, basically, it's like a threat of a fine of, like, $750,000. Like, no joke. Right? Like, so basically, what I'm getting at is, normally, like, there's a lot of, most NHL players are Canadian, or now Finnish, right? So, a lot of players are jacked up, man. Montreal has great strip clubs. I'll cut to the chase. Montreal has a big nightlife and strip clubs, and Toronto's a big place that players like going to as well. So, you can get, you know what I mean? Like, Vegas was like that. The first couple of years Vegas were in the NHL team, they had a great home record, right? Because the first time every team went to Vegas, they all got wasted and had a big party and stuff. And then they remembered the next time they went, they were like, hey, guys, remember last time we went to the strip club? I saw a girl from Vegas the other night tweeting. And it's amazing how you can learn some stuff about gambling from Twitter. You know what I mean? But not the standard stuff. You can pick things up. Girls are the best at it, to be honest. Like, if you know, like, there's, like, Twitter, there's, like, Instagram followers who I don't know who they are, but, like, girls that, like, are sleeping with all the NBA players and stuff. You know what I mean? You'll know what players are up to through these girls, essentially. Right? You'll know what they're up to, right, through... you could pick up little tips like that through the internet. But I saw an interesting one in which people were talking about the Vegas Golden Knights struggling at home, okay? And about how Vegas, they don't win at home like they used to. Sorry, Matt Pearl. We love you, buddy, but it's a fact, okay? So, you're going to have a great show. They put on a great show, Vegas, all right? The whole thing is amazing. But they're not winning at home. And if you'll notice, the pattern of Vegas were dominant at home when it came into the league, okay? And it wasn't rocket science. And even I thought, no, these guys will be pros. They won't get stupid in Vegas. No, they did. They did. So it was called the Vegas hangover. Teams would go to Vegas, get absolutely ripped and blasted, or gamble all night. Remember the U.S. Olympic team getting ready for the Olympics in basketball? They weren't even really drinking. They were gambling, and they got pasted. And one of the players said, man, we got to stop playing so much poker all night and blackjack and, like, start playing basketball, right? Like, it's Vegas, man. That's why the NBA Summer League loves Vegas. The NBA likes it because it's a good test of your kid early. Hey, you're a rookie. Hey, your first game's in Vegas. We'll see. You're spending 3 weeks in Vegas. Let's see how you handle it, right? But it was great. So a girl in Vegas posted a tweet. And she said, I used to be I used to be a bartender waitress type thing at Encore, which is one of the big party clubs, right? And she said, we were told, management told them, get this. Why would management do this unless everyone's betting? This is amazing. Management told all staff
to tell the Knights that, like, you know what I mean? Like you were closing, last call, bars closed up, like, whatever. Like, basically cut the Knights off at, like, 2 a.m. type thing. And she said visiting teams got free drinks and were encouraged to stay all night. Because, you know what I mean? I know everything's open, but not everything's open all the time all over the place. Like, VIP rooms. So she basically stated that they treated visiting players better, but the local players knew it, right? So, you know what I mean? If you're a visiting player, they're like, can I get another drink? Can I get a cabana? Can I get another lap dance? Sure, no problem. Dude, this is famous in Vegas. And I was just a bartender. And she goes, I don't work anymore, so I don't know if it's happening anymore. And she said, she went on, she had a thread about it, about how they used to party hard, but other visiting teams caught on to it, that it was a trap, right? It was a trap. There was a story about Floyd Mayweather taking a Hawaii football team out. He took him to the strip club. Floyd Mayweather owned a strip club, right? The Hawaii players, free drinks, free whatever. Hey, whatever you guys need, man, right? Nothing nefarious, just, hey, whatever you guys need. On the house type of thing. And then UNLV beat him. It's like 18-point underdogs. And Floyd bet big on it. You know what I'm saying? So there's always a little angle out there, baby. There's always a little angle out there. Right? So I'm just saying, like, if you're the LA Kings, very impressive. Very impressive. I mean, the Ducks, too. Big win tonight for the Ducks against the Vancouver Canucks. If you're the Canucks, you're glad you got the point. If you're the Canucks, you're glad you got the point. But big 2 points. Both the Ducks and Kings have been surprising people. Now, the bigger story with the Ducks is Bob Murray. Bob Murray of the Ducks, general manager. I mean, the guy's been around forever. He's been a coach. He's been around forever. Seems like Frank Cervelli's the one going after him here. So I said earlier about the Dalvin Cook stuff. I think Dalvin Cook and his girlfriend just got into a big blow-up. I don't know. She wants to get paid, and hey, it is what it is. Now, this Bob Murray stuff. So he's being under investigation for allegations of creating a toxic workplace environment by way of his repeated verbal abuse and harassment of Duck players, coaches, and personnel. His intimidation tactics and temper tantrums that fostered a culture of fear. Then just fire him. Like, what's the investigation for? Like, you know what I mean? You make it seem like he's a pervert or something like that, or like he hit somebody. And this is all that they have. This is the story. Working for Bob Murray was pure mental warfare. The abuse was endless. Crazy text messages to players and staff berating them for their performance and threats to job security happened with regularity. These weren't one-time slip-ups or mistakes. These were regular explosions and eruptions. Man, you could put my name in there. Working for Gabriel Morenci was pure daily mental warfare. The abuse was endless. I don't like text messaging people, though. I don't like phones. These were not one-time slip-ups, so whatever, all right. So he's under investigation. He's all over the hockey news. He's all over ESPN and everywhere right now. Under investigation for what? For being a jerk? Come on. I hate that verbal abuse stuff. Unless you're like a kid. You know what I mean? I don't believe like parents should tell their kids, hey, you're a stupid, dumb little kid. But like in a workplace, people are soft enough. I'm just going to call it off for what it is. I want to be, you know, I see everything differently. Yeah, but on this case, I'm just going to call it, I know. Like from what things I used to say to people I work with to like stuff now that people, you know what I mean? You can make people cry now. People are just soft now. Verbal abuse. He's a hockey general manager. What do you have? He's going to talk like Mr. Rogers. Ooh, welcome to the neighborhood. You did a great job, guys. Suck it up!
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
Amazon's Ring doorbell division just announced for your house some new mobile, and I mean really mobile devices. Astro is a small...
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Almost dog-like AI robot on wheels with its own personality.
Woof, woof.
And a friendly blinking eye. Face. Autonomously patrolling your house looking for trouble. Then there's the Always Home Cam, a tiny drone that flies around your house beaming you live video. Right now, Always Home is kind of a beta, invitation only, because it might need a little more testing, like with your cat. Follow me at G Capelbo on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
When you need to know something, you trust someone who's been right on the money before. That's where we come in.
That's what we do.
But we just call it the winning edge to save time. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face. We dumped it over.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Kick it. It's a Twisted Tuesday. Steve Merrill will step up and in and kick it with us. College basketball is back. Man, full slate of action tonight. There's like a million games. We sort of just had to pick our spots. But how about this? Cal San Diego beats Cal. All right, their first ever win over a Pac-12 team. You have to pick your spots with this stuff, man, especially early. Right, you know, these no-name teams, man, are really looking to make a name for themselves, and I you know, I'm kind of regretting. Listen, I can't regret things. I went 4-0. I picked my spots, and me and Steve Merrill will talk about picking your spots. There's so much college basketball, you can't overwhelm yourself. There's not enough time in a day to go over 125 games, right? Like to really thoroughly go through every game, so. You know, you sort of have to pick your conferences, go with the teams you know, like stick. It doesn't mean, oh, you only bet big time stuff or only bet small time stuff, but go with what you know. Because, you know, especially in the first couple of days here, so that's a massive upset. Man, the Citadel. Citadel beat Pitt. Citadel beat Pitt today, but sort of kicking myself. I left a few winners on the table because I got involved with the college football. We went 9-1 in the MAC last week, so I didn't really want to mess with it. I want to keep it going tonight. We did, you know, we did all right. It was more hit or miss tonight. They, you know, the last game of the night stayed under by a point or two, by 2 points. That was frustrating. That was frustrating. But a couple of spots. And the one spot that I left tonight, our boy Jay Berman, he's our update guy earlier in the evening, all right? And he gives picks. God bless him. He's very, very, like, he's very public-like. So I sort of know how Jay's going to think sometime, right? And when Jay said that he liked Gonzaga, no one's ever heard of Dixie State. Dixie State suck, and Gonzaga are going to kill him. I knew. I was like, Dixie State are so going to cover this game. If you guys remember, Gonzaga were a good fade last year in this stuff. I don't know if you guys recall, man. I remember I did it a couple of times where I had the nuts to do it. Where I took, like, the other team, you know, plus 47 against Gonzaga. There was, like, a really bad team one night. Like I said, Gonzaga are not a great cover in these monster point spread ranges. Plus, you know, they disciplined Mark Few, right, for drinking and driving. They suspended him for the Dixie State game. I like that. They don't even hide it. Whole thing is with Mark Few, too. There's a video out there. He's really belligerent with the cops, huh? He gave them the old, you know who the hell I am bit, and I'm Mark Few, and blub Gonzaga. Like, he went all in. I think he said it was political, like, whatever. Like, he went all in. You know, it's just like he said, like, let's just drop the morals for everybody. I don't care. I don't care if you have morals. I don't, you know what I mean? I like to think I have morals. But the point is, just don't, like, you know, just don't run over people and kill chicks in the middle of the night on the road. Don't punch them in the face. You know, don't sexually abuse players. Like, you know, like, there needs to be, like, a sports summit. Like the movie The Warriors. Great movie. It's like the movie The Warriors. We need to get all the players of every league and all the owners and everything. And, like, you know what I mean? And Cyrus needs to speak to them. Can you dig it? Man, The Rock ripped that guy off, huh? Man, The Rock ripped that guy off. So, yeah, so it was upset Central tonight. Georgia Tech lost. Georgia Tech were big favorites tonight. A lot of people like this Purdue team this year. I'm seeing a lot of Purdue to the Final Four and all that stuff. Purdue always choke, man. They ain't going to the Final Four. Purdue's not going to the Final Four. Love the Villanova hype. It's great to have college ball back. And on a daily basis, we'll just sort of pick our spots. We're going to talk about a couple of tomorrow. We'll get into it with Steve Merrill a little bit. NFL football this week. Big week. Big week. These games are really starting to count right now. You know, you can argue, wow, we're halfway through the season and stuff, but, man, there's so much parity in the National Football League that we see on a weekly basis. Anybody can beat anybody, and anybody can lose to anybody. And especially conference games. Russ Baxter brought it up last night. Bax Football Guru was with us. Especially these conference games, division games, conference games. Because that's who you're going to be tied with later, right? Later in the season. And we're going to see, man, there's going to be a lot of log jams late in the season with teams with similar records and the same record. And you're going to look back and go, God, I can't believe we lost that game to this team. Like, the Kansas City Chiefs have really dug a hole for themselves. And, you know, I mean, I brought it up a lot this year when we talk about it from a betting perspective. Don't forget the Chiefs are now 4-16 against the spread in their last 20 football games. But we brought it up a lot when breaking down, you know, just talking about the Chiefs. And I say, look at their wins, right? Like, who have they beaten? Right, the Chiefs have beaten, and I don't care, I'm not talking about impressive wins, because no, there ain't no college committee here, right? No one's voting on NFL teams, thank God. Thank God. Because you would have heard, well, the Atlanta Braves playing a bad division, they shouldn't be there. But if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, all right, yeah, you're 5-4, and everyone else, you know, so you look, okay, the Chargers are 5-3, Raiders are 5-3, you're 5-4, Broncos are 5-4, no need to panic, right? Well, how about your conference record? You're 1-4 in the conference. So basically, the Chiefs have put themselves in a position where unless they win a division, they're going to be screwed because they're not going to have as good of a record as some of these other wild card teams will within the conference. Like, they've really dug themselves a hole in the conference. Like, the Raiders are 4-1 in conference play. The Chargers are 2-0 in division play. Yeah, you know, it really is. If you're going to lose to, like, the other conference. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to lose to the other conference. So we got a massive game here and sort of a turning point, in my opinion. It's a turning point game. Because the Kansas City Chiefs have gone from, well, they don't cover the point spread, but they're winning, to now, listen, the point spread is 2.5. Right, so now it's not like, wow, the Chiefs won, but they didn't cover. Now it's all the way down to 2.5 right now against the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is a turning point game in which if you're the Raiders, man, you can bury the Kansas City Chiefs here. Like, you can really put the Chiefs in a tough spot. And yeah, you know, you look at the record and it seems like it's early in the season. It's really not, guys. We're in November here, man. Next thing you know, it's going to be December. These games count. And Kansas City Chiefs would fall to 0-2 in the division, 1-5 in conference play, would move the Raiders to 6-3. It's just so big. And then conversely, if the Chiefs win, it's like, oh boy, here they come. Here they come. Right? It's like, yeah, it hasn't been pretty, but they've won their third game in a row now. And it doesn't matter if it's pretty, because it's all that matters if they win. This is a fascinating game to me. Sunday nighter. You look at the adversity that the Raiders have been through this year with their coach in Gruden, with unfortunate with the Ruggs, with the dumbass idiot Ruggs situation. They just cut Arnett. It's been one thing after another. I personally think Mike Mayock should step down, but he's not going to, because it can't be his fault that he's drafted a bunch of psychopaths, right? Even though you brought all those people there. Can't be your fault, though, right? But listen, the Raiders have done a great job somehow. And yeah, they lost to the Giants this past week, but I was on the Giants, and it was a bad spot for them. The Gruden stuff is one thing, right? The Gruden stuff, they kind of knew was coming. The Gruden stuff sort of can bring them together a little bit. The Ruggs thing is just sort of alarming. You know what I mean? It's alarming. You know what I mean? It was alarming for all of us. And I imagine if you know the kid, you know Ruggs, you're on the team. You know, like, it's about the prep time. Like, you can't tell me that last week Raiders practice was normal. Like, I'm telling you, it was a hell of a lot more normal when they lost Gruden than it was last week. You know, you just, you know, it's how are you going to get ready for this, right? It's just, you know, we talked about it with Teddy last week, in which he said it's like it's the biggest story in Las Vegas, the Raider organization, like they're looking bad. It was a bad situation for them. This is, you know what I mean? This is the season almost, right? Like I said, they have an opportunity to bury the Kansas City Chiefs here. The Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites in this football game. Total is 51.5, big-time game. And I can't like even believe this, that San Francisco are on prime time again. I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. I would rather bet money on that porn star that Jimmy G won out with to win an Oscar than I will bet money on the San Francisco 49ers to win a football game again. I'm done. I know we all say this is degenerate gamblers, that we're done with a team. I'm done. I want no part of San Francisco. And in fact, I'm not sure you could beat Stanford. The San Francisco 49ers are an embarrassment. And the Los Angeles Rams are coming off an embarrassing loss. To me, this just sets up for the Rams. Dude, San Francisco haven't won a home game all year. And they're not even in San Francisco anymore. There's no intimidation. There's no crazy wind. You're not at the stick. It's just not the same thing anymore. And oh yeah, Jimmy G sucks. Late night anger management class. Give me the Rams. Krusty the Clown agrees. Two dimes. Bring it.
Pharrell on the bench.
All this talk every week about the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I heard yesterday 1,000 times they're the best team in the NFL. My ass. They are nowhere near the best team in the NFL. And this guy, they just keep glorifying him. He was this quarterback in Detroit, too. Same guy. I think he's overrated.
It's Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell. Weeknights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't.
And get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The late Late Night Anger Management Clash. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi, but you already know that. You know we're kicking it on SiriusXM Channel 159. We're kicking it on a mightier 1090 Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, Radio Networks. Let's do this thing. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk, steps up and in to break it all down. What's going on, Steve? How you doing tonight?
Hey, Gabe, doing well. College basketball's here. We are in full throttle.
I got to tell you, Steve, it took me about half an hour to scroll through all the games today, man. Like, you talk about overkill. Like, I almost missed the old days, Steve, when there was like 80 teams on the board, not 338 or whatever the hell it is.
Well, what about the old days when there was like two games tonight? It would have been like the Duke-Kentucky, Kansas-Michigan State game and maybe one other. But like, boom, like 100-plus games, and it was like nothing before tonight. It was kind of interesting.
I was on the air on Game Time Decisions, and Cam asked me the score. He goes, what's the score in that VCU-St. Peter's game? It took me like 10 minutes to find it, Steve. I'm like, well, hold on. I'm scrolling. He goes, what's taking so long? I'm like, Cam, there's 62 games in the middle here. I'm looking like I'm getting a headache. It's just, it's overkill. So the late, great Dave Malinsky, who was a friend of yours and a good friend of mine, obviously, as well, may he rest in peace. Something Dave told me, and this was even like, you know, years ago, so before when there was as many teams about this, but he was talking about like college sports, and he said it's impossible to be an expert in every conference. Right. But he said, you know, specialize in on a couple of conferences, you know. So when you hear people and they say that, oh my God, it's overwhelming, there's 130 games. Yeah, well, you know, are you really betting on the Long Island game? You want to bet on the Wagner game? Are you betting on a Hampton game? What's your advice, Steve, to sift through such a big board? And what's your opinion on the late, great Dave Malinsky's comments about focus in on a couple of conferences that you know well and don't try to be an expert in every conference?
Now, Dave was very wise. You and I both, of course, many others learned a lot from him in the 90s, 2000s, you know, years ago. And, yeah, the older and wiser that I think I've gotten as well, I take that approach. And, you know, back 20 years ago when there were less teams on the board, when I started in the 90s, I literally covered every single game on the rotation, but it was manageable. Still probably not smart. I was up late on Friday nights. You and I got a lot of little plus sleep back then. But, you know, the one thing I will say, Gabe, is I do specialize, but here's the thing. I actually focus more on the Power Five conferences than ever. And there's a couple reasons why I think that works now. You know, 20 years ago, you found those under the radar gems, you know, in the smaller conferences like you referenced. But now I think, you know, with so many sports books across the country, the market is bigger, the liquidity is better, and there's more public new money the last couple years betting, and they bet on the big time games. So, for example, I had Kansas tonight as a best bet. That was my one best bet.
So did I. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and Steve, great example. Wouldn't you rather have money on blue chip players that you know are rock solid with a blue chip coach like Bill Self, then say, well, I think I'm getting a little bit of an edge here with Cleveland State.
Right. And, you know, analogy I'll use is what's this past Friday when we were on doing Game Time Decisions with Cousin Sal and Cam Stewart, yourself and me. Pizza, pizza, pizza. You know, Cam had the big horse hits. But I'll tell you what, it's easier to handicap Del Mar on Breeders' Cup weekend for a couple reasons. First of all, there's quality there. And there's a lot of public money. Once again, the Breeders' Cup is one of the most beatable events of all of horse racing for those reasons. Same approach I'm taking with college basketball. It's easier to handicap Class A horse tracks. I'm with you, Gabe. I think it's easier to handicap blue chip college teams. Now, with that said, the reason 25 years ago when I started, you found value in those small colleges is because stuff flew under the radar. It doesn't do that anymore. Everything's on the internet.
Nothing's under the radar, right? Exactly.
That's all information stuff, and that doesn't work like it used to. So now it really is about handicapping the games, and I find better teams are easier to handicap.
It's crazy to reference Dave again, but it's funny because he told me that in the old days, he used to go to spring training all the time and bet on like the preseason games and have all kinds of information for the season that was coming up. And he said as soon as the internet popped up, all that advantage was gone. Like you said, there is no advantage anymore to the lower tier conferences. But with that being stated, we're not saying to discount them. We're saying, though, like if you're a MAC guy or, you know, you're a SWAT guy, you're a Metro Atlantic guy. Like if you know, listen, I know Niagara. I know the Buffalo Bulls. You know, I know St. Bonaventure. Like basically bet what you know, right? And, you know, just and at least when you're betting what you don't know, go a little lighter at least, Steve. If you're betting like, you know, a conference you don't really know too much. And it's, you know, like you said, Steve, we all have egos. When I was younger, too, you know, I used to just be stubborn, and I would bet, like, the Big Ten. I would bet the SEC. I would bet the Pac-12, and I just wouldn't admit to myself. I was like, dude, you don't win as much in the SEC. Like, I just sort of clued in, and I sort of figured out. I was like, you know, You might be a Big Ten fan, Morency, but you actually kill the Pac-12. So why don't you just bet the Pac-12 more? You know what I mean, Steve? Like, bet what you know and what works for you, what your comfort zone is, right?
You know, and I don't know if Malinsky said this, but I've said it myself, but I probably heard it from someone back in the 90s, and it might have been Dave or like Russ Culver as well. You know, it's great to specialize in a conference, but that doesn't do you any good if you don't know the opponents. And now, of course, come, you know, February or March, it's all conference play. I think it works really well. But for the next 2 months here, November and December, none of the Big Ten teams are playing Big Ten teams. They're playing like Niagara and stuff, you know. So you can specialize in one conference, but if you don't know the opponents they're playing, it doesn't do you much good to find those edges. So that's another reason I like to focus on the big boys, the blue chip teams. I do think come conference time in January and February, you can find some edges. But then the lines are a lot sharper, right? The lines are softer now on Niagara and Big Sky teams. The problem is they're playing out of class, you know, they're playing big boys. So it's never easy, but I will say the biggest edge you get as a handicapper, and I've always said this, is that you don't have to bet every game on the board. I know you don't listen to me all the time, Gabe. You don't have to bet every game on the board.
They have to post a line for every game, but you don't have to bet it, right?
And is this not a textbook example of that tonight? You could find that team, you know, you could be out there in Idaho and find the Big Sky team that you're following this year. They got to put odds up on it. There's somebody out there that has an edge in those games.
Well, you know, I'm with you, Steve. I got in on the Kansas Jayhawks, but I'm not going to say this was, you know, it wasn't too obscure, but I liked Iona tonight. I liked Iona, and one of the reasons why I like Coach Pitino, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have a coach like Pitino, and you know, at a school like that, he's always going to be the better coach, Steve, in his matchups. Like, how many, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like Iona's playing in the Champions Classic, bro. So it's not like he's going up against Coach K and these guys, yet he's on the same skill level as them. Yet he's going up against the coach of App State tonight. And it was a close game for the most part, but Iona ended up pulling it through. And I think the Gales are a team to keep your eye on, Steve, because of Coach Pitino.
Yeah, look, I think coaches in handicapping college and pro football, I use coach angles a lot, more so in college basketball than any sport. So I thoroughly agree
really,
with you.
Really, college basketball, you would grade the most important, that they have the most impact, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, I use it in college football, but there's just less
college
games.
College football's talent recruiting. You're right.
It is.
It's the power of the recruiter. You're right. Basketball, it's the power of the system.
Plus, they play three times as many games. You know, they're playing 30-some games versus 11 or 12, and you're playing rematches. You've got conference revenge games. You've got 10 to 14 conference games against the same opponents, you know, in January and February. So no question. Yeah, college basketball, handicapping the coaches is more important than any other sport. And also, getting back to Pitino, do you really think he'd be at Iona right now if he didn't think that team was going to win in the next few years? Like, he's got better things to do. You know he's going to load that program. He's going to have some talent in there. When you see him at only 5, 6.5, you know, is what they went off against App State tonight. There's some value there.
What's the ceiling, though, for Iona? Like, I guess it would be, you know, can he make a Sweet 16? You know, they can make the NCAA tournament. Winning a game would be big. Winning two would be massive. And I thought you were going to say, because you said, well, let's be real, the only reason he's there is because you think he could win. I was going to say, well, let's be real, the only reason he's there because of what happened at Louisville.
Right, but he could retire. I mean, he's got to be almost at 70, probably,
right.
don't you think?
Oh, you're right. I mean, if you're Rick Pitino, what the hell you want to wake up for and go to Iona every morning?
Not to lose.
Great point.
Yeah, if anything, he's probably trying to save face for that reason, Gabe, like you said. So, I mean, that's even great more point. To make the Sweet 16. I mean, why else be there? He just retired.
No, it's a great call, Steve. Like, because you're right. He doesn't need the money. He's not, like, hanging on to a job. So it's not like he needs to do it for – you're right. He's doing this thinking, you know what? I can do this. I can get these kids. I don't think he's thinking title, but I can make a Sweet 16. And what a story that would be, right? I don't know.
Really, no lose situation. You know, you win the conference, whatever, and if you don't do anything, you're fine. You know, it's like no one will notice if he tanks, he'll just retire.
Why is he canceled anyway, Steve? There's worse person in society than Rick Pitino, bro.
All right,
so there was some shady shoe deal going on, and there might have been a couple of escorts or whatever. All right. Really? It's okay.
Every other team, too, right?
Yeah, like why? Like, I don't know. With Pitino, like, there's so many worse things that happen in the world. Yeah, he's a sleazeball college coach. Things got out of hand. It is what it is. Nobody was molested, nobody was abused. You know what I mean, Steve? Like, it's just that cancel culture out for everybody, and now that's why he's at Iona.
And, Gabe, if it wasn't college sports, was there anything even illegal, probably, like law-wise?
No. I
mean, yeah, that's
no,
the thing.
He cheated on his wife, allegedly. I don't want to get personal,
right,
but
it's, like, not,
it's,
really
it's not our business, right?
Like, right, exactly. It's all personal stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and listen, I'm not making him out to be an angel. Right? It was sleazy at the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of money involved, though, Steve. It was like $40 million and like shoe deals and this and that. And you remember some of the assistants went to jail and all that type stuff. But whatever. whatever. I don't put it this way. I don't feel bad betting on him. I don't feel morally bad supporting him.
Dave, do you think he would trade? Would he give away not winning the national title at Louisville for that not to have happened, or would he have taken how it turned out, do you think?
I think he doesn't like the way it turned out because he's already won.
He'd already won enough. I totally agree with you. I think for him, he would have rather it not happen. Yeah.
Because to him, come on, the guy should be in the NBA. You know what I mean? He should be a big-time coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I swear though, Steve, it's the same thing. And like, I don't like talking. We all do things in our own personal life, so we're not here to discuss that. But it's amazing, guys, how many coaches get fired, and the common fan thinks it's because of the performance, and it's really because of like stuff off the field. And a lot of these guys, like, they can't keep it in the pants, man. Like Ed Orgeron at LSU.
You beat me to it. I was just going to say, for the last 2 minutes, who have you been thinking about, Gabe? Because that's who's been in my head for the last 2 minutes.
It's like, dude, like, yeah, they lost a couple of games, but they're not going to fire him just because of that right away. He won a title 2 years ago. Yep. It's like, well, don't hit on the assistant dean's wife at a gas station, coach. You know what I mean?
While with child.
Yeah, I know. And then tell her, I don't mind, Steve.
She goes, I'm married and pregnant.
He goes, what does that matter? Oh, God.
That's who I was thinking about. Now, the last 2 minutes we've been talking about that, I've had Orgeron in my head.
Same thing, Steve. That's what I'm thinking. Hugh Freeze the other day.
Yep.
Same thing. Hugh Freeze went back. Great coach, right? Great coach. Whatever. It was just all sort of personal, sort of sleaze stuff. You know what I mean?
They're not far from politicians, you know? And it's funny, Steve, you're right.
A lot of state dollars pay for some of these guys' contracts, bro, right, too, huh?
It's so similar. They're like the lobbyists, and they're power-hungry.
They're happily married and pretend it's all testosterone,
and they like the media. It's so much similarities, and half of them are clueless.
And it's always like in the South in the Bible where it's like, listen, you can't be cheating in like this wild man in public.
Tuberville's a senator now. That's what I was trying to think.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And look at Urban Meyer. You're getting lap dances in the bar, Steve. You're married, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
That was in Columbus, too. That was in his old stomping ground.
Because he thinks I can do whatever here, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, it's so telling, and it never changes.
Hey, listen, I'm not judging men or men. I'm not judging these guys for their personal. That's between them and their.
But it is like that whole thing about Meyer. Like, once again, no laws were broken. That's what's so crazy to me. Like, it is sleazy.
Yeah. Remember, like, the scandal? Oh, you should get fired. Remember and all that? Whoa.
I'm like, he didn't even do anything.
A blonde chick sat on his lap at a bar. You want to fire him? You know what I mean?
Right. And plus, I mean, are we hiring NFL coaches for their ethics? I mean, that's like the last career in which the ethics probably play much of a role. Maybe college coaches, you can make an argument you need some ethics because you're dealing with 18-year-olds and you're recruiting and stuff. But I mean, an NFL coach, I could care less how ethical they are.
I'd like to get your take on that. Well, you know, we're agreeing tonight. Sometimes we'll disagree. We're agreeing on this stuff tonight. I don't know if you saw the highlight. We'll hit this on the other side, Steve, because I got to take a break. But of Jimmy Lake, the coach of Washington, he's suspended for a week because they said he hit a player. He didn't hit a player. He sort of like palmed the guy in the forehead and he stopped and he pushed the player in the back because the player was about to start a fight and a brawl on the sideline. And they're debating, oh, you know, they should fire him. He abused somebody. He didn't abuse anybody. We got to lay off. Like, we got to pick our spots when we use these words, man. More with Steve Merrill. Bring it.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
1983, Marvelous Marvin Hagler retains his world middleweight boxing title with a 15-round unanimous decision over Roberto Duran.
He wouldn't come at me the way how we planned, so I had to change up. That's what a mark of a good fighter, that you can still change up in the inside. A lot of fighters can't. They're thrown off stride.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
When you're sick, you call a doctor. When your pipes break, you call a plumber. And when you're ready to win,
you keep it right here.
For sports gaming strategies and information, experts.
It's a thing.
The home of the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
an anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Marantz. We're kicking it. Steve Merrill will rejoin us, talk more NFL football, get into some numbers. Of course, Aaron Rodgers got fined $14,000. No, whatever. Who cares? It is what it is. I think we're all tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers, but it's a big football game. It's a really big game. And, you know, I think the fallout will be a little bit bigger, actually, as I stated, if the Green Bay Packers lose again. Right, if Rodgers causes like two losses in a row, he wasn't there last week, and then this week they lose. I find it interesting, and we'll get into this with Merrill about the point spread for the Green Bay Packer games. It seems to me that the odds makers don't know what the hell to do with these guys, right? Like they were. It's amazing when you look at it. Like Aaron Rodgers played against the Arizona Cardinals, and they were getting like 7 points. Oh, because the wide receivers were out, right? Then last week, they were getting 7 points because Aaron Rodgers was out, which didn't make sense. So what, like Devontae Adams and Valdes-Scantling are worth the same as Aaron Rodgers being out? Like, it doesn't make sense. And now you would figure, oh, well, now Aaron Rodgers is back, okay? And Seattle aren't even that good. And the point spread's 3.5 right now. Very strange. Listen, I've been all over Green Bay. I rode Green Bay into the desert in Arizona. We cashed the ticket. Nobody wanted Green Bay last week with Jordan Love. I cashed the ticket. Backdoor cover, baby. But I'm off the Green Bay party this week. Either way, I think it's an advantage for Seattle. Seattle have Russell Wilson coming back. Seattle are coming off a bye. Either Russell Wilson plays, and either Aaron Rodgers plays, and he hasn't practiced, and he hasn't been around the team because he's got COVID, and he can't even be around him until Saturday. So he's just going to walk in off the street in the Pat McAfee show and start throwing touchdown passes, or they just shut him down for another week. Bring it.